Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Payne and Pendergast is driven by West Point Lincoln at Katy Freeway. 1 mile west of the Beltway, exit Kirkwood, under the giant American flag. It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
Man, it's tight. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there, what I did. And I don't think I was gonna be able to go that next play. So I just, this whole thing, I just needed a break right there.
Okay, so he was being, that was Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
Who came out for one play.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco came in on a third and long in Texans territory,
handed the ball off,
so he settled for a field goal there.
Yeah. He was tired.
He was tired.
He was out of breath. Now, in the broadcast, they mentioned he'd been rubbing his wrist earlier, maybe there. He tapped his head, and you're wondering, like, does he have a concussion like he got in NRG Stadium last year? No, he was simply tired. This is something that I don't think any generation of people listening to right now who have watched football or have played football at high school, college, or the NFL, I'm guessing that they've never seen a quarterback remove himself from a game
because
he was tired.
Have you?
No.
No.
It is. And Tiki Barber on the broadcast, I had to go back and listen to how they handled it on the broadcast. And Tiki Barber, it sounded like he didn't quite know how to absorb that. My first thought was, well, clearly it can't be that. Right? Like, they're just not telling the truth yet. There's got to be more to it.
It'd be that.
He confirmed it because the team had said, no, he was just tired. That's an uncomfortable. Like, dude, that's a leader of your team. Pat McAfee, this is where I know Colts fans, Pat McAfee, when Pat McAfee, who had been, full-throatedly endorsing Anthony Richardson, he said, I had never seen an NFL QB tap out while still being healthy until watching Anthony Richardson. The QB is your franchise. The message it sends is loud and influential. We are dudes who tap out when we're tired.
We're screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's really only one position group on the field that it's part of the culture of just getting a blow is defensive line.
Yeah.
Because the defensive line, you treat it like a hockey line almost. You're rotating guys in, and you'd rather have usually a backup with fresh legs is better than the starter who's gassed.
Yeah.
So it's no big deal. That's common. Quarterback is at the other end of the spectrum.
Way
you
at the
do
other
not
end.
Get taken out unless you've got some gadget. If you're a statue quarterback that has an athletic quarterback and can come in on short yardage or whatever, but you don't tap out because you're tired.
I think defensive line, and I think if you're a skill guy who just busted a long play.
Right, wide receivers too. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they
running roll backs, in. And, yeah. So I think those are the only ones I can ever remember seeing do it. Real quick, because we're
he did just by way of illustrating, he threw Foley Fatukasi off his back on that play.
That was impressive.
It was pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, that was.
And
impressive.
Then he ruined it.
Yeah,
it's like he painted the Mona Lisa and then took a dump on it.
Right,
by just leaving
by being
after.
Tired.
Wow, what a play. Okay, I gotta leave now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm tie-tie. Yeah, yeah.
Made me happy.
So, yeah, I was happy to see Flacco come in that instance because, he was coming off the bench cold, and they end up handing the ball off. They didn't even let Flacco throw it. I thought at that point,
the guy's
honestly
a much better thrower of the football.
I thought, because it was third and long, is that maybe they're doing some, sort of platoon thing where on obvious passing downs they're bringing in Joe Flacco.
Right.
I'm like, now that's kind of a smart thing. Yeah, yeah.
They've turned Shane Steichen into a plum fool. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He's out there. It's like he's a highly trained sniper who all of a sudden they say, here, use a slingshot.
Yeah.
And it changes up his whole game,
Yep.
Because that's what he's got, a slingshot of a quarterback.
Yep.
Every now and then you hit your target.
That's right. Big week for Nick Caserio. He's the general manager and executive vice president of the Houston Texans. He comes on our show every few weeks. Yeah.
Okay.
You've talked to him before. Trade deadline is a week from tomorrow.
I'm just laughing at that. Somehow that would get me to remember somebody that I hadn't.
Trade deadline tomorrow, a week from tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Not a trade, but Nick has made a pickup that's already paid some dividends.
Devin White looked pretty good yesterday. He was on the field first, and then the first time I noticed him, they used him exactly how I think they thought they would use him early. They blitzed him, and Devin White is he's been inconsistent as a linebacker. People wonder, okay, what happened to him? Why isn't he this? Why isn't he that? He does a few things really, really well, and he shows up. Blitzing is one of them. He's just inconsistent when it comes to all the other linebacking stuff, making reads, taking angles, in coverage. But he's incredibly athletic. So I think that he's the perfect guy for DeMeco to bring in, use with a very defined role in specific situations, and then build from there. So I'm excited about him. Just for whatever it looks like for the rest of the season. I think they're going to use him in specific instances where he can do some good.
Is Nick shopping for wide receivers if Stephon Diggs is done for the year? Is he in on this?
You know what? It might be a window into exactly where Nico Collins is in his recovery.
Okay. That's true. He will not have been activated yet when the trade deadline rolls around.
If Nico comes back, you've got Tank Dell, you've got Nico, you've got Xavier Hutchinson and John Metchie and Robert Woods and... That's still a really formidable wide receiving group.
Especially with this quarterback.
Yeah, I'm almost wondering if they trade for a wide receiver and they don't go after a guard.
Yeah.
Guard, it's weird. We're trying to figure out notable in-season offensive line trades.
Yeah.
And they're few and far between.
They are.
Because it's hard to just plug and play an offensive lineman. But I feel like anybody would be better than what they've got right now.
It doesn't have... Joel Bitonio's name got thrown around last week because the Browns are trading Amari Cooper and they're going to be a seller probably. Yeah. Even though they won yesterday, they're probably going to sell off a few expensive pieces. It doesn't have to be Joel Bitonio.
No. Yeah, it can be anybody. And the nice thing about running a Kubiak-Shanahan system is that every one of them are different, but... The play calls have a certain language to them. The terminology is similar enough that I think a veteran offensive lineman can step in and be better than, now that Patterson is concussed, for right now might be the better option. I guess I'm really intrigued by Patterson. I wish for his own sake that he hadn't got a concussion, but also just to see him with more reps at left guard. He does some guard things better physically already. I can tell in one drive than Kenyon Green does. Yeah. It's just a matter of, all right, when teams get some film on him and they start knowing how to play against them, does he sustain it?
We got guys asking about Cooper Kupp on the text page. I don't think the Rams are trading Cooper Kupp. I think that win over the Vikings on Thursday took Cooper Kupp off the trade market.
Yeah.
Is my guess. And
Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua both being on the field. You can't trade away Cooper Kupp. We just got Cooper Kupp back.
Right. The two names that were floating around yesterday at wide receiver were Deontay Johnson of the Panthers and Christian Kirk of the Jags. My initial thing on Kirk was, well, the Jags aren't trading anybody to the Texans, and now it doesn't matter. Christian Kirk has a broken collarbone, so he's going to be out for a long time.
Thanks a lot, Christian Kirk.
Way to go break your collarbone. I don't know if I'm into Deontay Johnson. He's been kind of a problem both places he's been so far.
So I guess the question there would be, okay, the Giants receiver that went to the Chiefs.
Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, thank you. Kadarius Toney, known for his tomfoolery. Well, he goes to the Chiefs for the back half of one season. Yeah. And he shows up big time in the playoffs. I think for a half season, you don't worry as much about, is this guy a perfect fit for the swarm mentality?
Yeah, maybe. Your point's a good one. The trade deadline's going to happen likely before they activate Nico Collins.
Right.
So it'll be a really...
That's the first week. Lions week, mind you. You're going to face the Lions. Yep. I don't know. Depending on what they could get for some of these veteran wide receivers or guys that can be a headache every now and then. I don't know. Just having them on the field might be worth it.
We'll see. Trade deadline will be a big topic the next 8 days for the Texans. But for now, they are 6-2, two games up in the division. Life is good in the standings right now, man.
It is.
All right. We will be handing things over to Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. Seth, antibodies to you.
Antibodies to you, white boy.
Thank you.
White boy from Connecticut.
Cracker McBuckets. Cracker McHot Take. All right, we are done. We're out of time. Mark Vandermeer and John Harris are up next.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.